This is episode number 2270 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, August 11th, 2022.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jason Momoa ain't holding back.
He not.
As long as he ain't holding on to his shirts, I'm okay. Jason told British GQ that there is one film that he believes was ruined for him.
Ruined, he said.
The 2011 remake of Conan the Barbarian.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't interested in seeing that at all. I don't know why. I just wasn't.
He says, I've been a part of a lot of things that really sucked. And movies well, where it's out of your hands.
At least he admits that.
And so he said that Conan was one of them.
I mean, I don't know how well it did. I didn't see it.
He said it's one of the best experiences I had, and it was taken over and turned into a big pile of beep.
A smoking pile, I'm sure.
And evidently.
Smelly. Yeah.
The film currently holds a 25% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's pretty damn bad.
Did not receive great reviews either.
No. No, of course not. No.
So you might want to say, Jason, you know, you're a big guy now in so many ways. But you should go say, hey, I'm Jason Momoa. We're making this dang thing over again.
Well, I mean, he probably
doesn't.
And
then give him that look, and they'll probably say anything for you, Jason.
Yeah, I doubt they want to. I mean, come on now. It was already a remake. The original one did very well with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That kind of launched his movie career was Conan.
Right, and then look what happened.
And then it gave credence to Conan O'Brien having a real name, Conan. He had already been named Conan. Before the movie came out, you know, because he's older. But weird. Making that comparison. I remember making that comparison. Conan O'Brien and Conan the Barbarian. Really?
Oh,
really?
My gosh. Are you like the only person who ever did that to him?
Oh, my gosh.
Doubt it.
No.
Jason is proud of what he's done with his other films, telling GQ that he wants to help shift cinema away from always having a white guy that saves the day.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his upcoming film, hey, Denzel Washington can star in any film he wants to that I will watch.
Oh, God.
In his upcoming film, The Last Manhunt, the movie will reassess the true story of Western outlaw Willie Boy from an indigenous perspective and will consist of a mostly Native American cast.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That was very cool. And Jason's at the head of that. That's great. That is wonderful.
That's my guess.
And he's, I guess, still available. He's got maybe a girlfriend, maybe not. We don't know.
We keep hearing things. He's sowing his Momoa oats.
He's sowing Momoa oats.
Yeah.
I saw those for sale at the grocery store. They're on the breakfast cereal aisle.
Well, they used to be, back in the day, they were at the, Dollar General? The grocery discount.
Oh, grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet.
Yeah.
Now they're kind of more on the Whole Foods. Selling more of the Whole Foods.
Okay, I got you now. That's our comparison. There's your analogy for today, kids.
You're welcome. Well, Heidi Klum is still talking about sucking her husband's...
What?
Blood.
Oh, well, what? Wait a minute. That's worse than what I was thinking.
And it's a little different than Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton.
Well, that was just spooky.
That's weird.
That was just
spooky. In a red carpet interview about America's Got Talent, Heidi shared her love for her hubby of 3 years, German rock star Tom Kaulitz, who is much younger than she is.
Really?
She's 49.
Oh.
And he is 32.
Wow. That gives her full cougar status.
That's
full
out
cougar
there, yeah.
status. Wow, Heidi Klum, a cougar.
Oh,
after being married to a seal. I'm sorry, that was a really bad joke. But I had to say it. I had to say it.
That's funny.
Her kid's dad's a seal. Sorry, get me out of here. I'll be.
You'll be here all week.
Tip your servers. I'll be here all week.
Heidi has mentioned before interviews and on camera that she needs to suck his blood more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We assume Heidi wants to suck his blood for his youthful characteristics.
Yeah, okay, all right, I get that. Yeah.
She did say, like a vampire.
Like a vampire.
This go-round, when asked what she meant on the AGT red carpet, however, she used the same statement about needing to suck his blood in 2021 as well.
Wow. So this is a thing with her. She's got this sucking on the brain. What a lucky man. What a lucky man. I'm just going to leave that there. Oh, my God. I wonder if we get to see such blood sucking on AGT. See, that would be good. I'd like to see the judges get up and perform a talent. Seriously. I mean, I get it. They're all celebrities. Well, with the exception of Cowell. But, you know.
He just get up there in his t-shirt and stand there and sing.
Yeah, but he's old and fat. I mean, you know, that's kind of the deal with him.
He has softened since he's become a father.
Well, you would imagine he would, don't you think?
He has.
He had to. Because, I mean, he's raising a young Cowell. I mean, you don't want that kid to grow up to be like dear old daddy, do you? Pompous.
He might think so because he thinks he's awesome.
Chain smoker and all those bad habits that he has. Chasing models around and then settling down. Well, okay. All right. Heidi Klum, she's kind of got a bad rap anyway, right? I mean, she's kind of, not everybody's favorite.
I have never warmed to Heidi Klum.
But apparently, she puts on a damn good Halloween party.
Oh, really?
I mean, the Halloween costumes that she does are OTT.
Oh, pretty, yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's totally into that whole Halloween thing. So the sucking the blood thing, maybe she could do a vampire this year, or vampiress. There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe she could go as Elvira. I like that.
Oh, I like that.
She could
probably
be Elvira.
Fitting.
She's not big enough on top. She'd have to get some prosthesis or something.
I think most anybody would get prosthesis to do Elvira.
Yeah. Anyway, with apologies to Halle Berry, prosthesis or not.
I doubt how Halle Berry sucks anyone's blood.
You never know.
Well, you know what? I doubt most people suck blood
people. I think you're right. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, Anne.
Sounds like a personal problem. That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.